To that end, we were interested in how the Pakistani diaspora is responding to this latest disaster. So we've called Shaista Khan. She's a spokesperson for Islamic Relief. That's an international relief and development charity. And she joins us from member station KPCC in Pasadena. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Michelle, and thank you, KPCC, for allowing Islamic Relief to be available on this program.
Well,
thank you.
Can I just ask, though, your reaction when you heard about the scope of the disaster? You just heard Director Ward say that this has been a terrible disaster, but a slow-moving one, so that information about the scope of it has been slow to reach outside the country. Do you think that is that true in your world? What are you hearing from friends, relatives, associates?
Absolutely, Michelle. The Pakistani community in the United States is absolutely devastated and shocked to see a large portion of their country being affected by the floods. In response to that, as Dr. Ward said, there was a slow response initially, but the community is now actively working to do something in response to help bring relief to the victims. Basically, we have various methodologies, and a lot of the Pakistani community is Ramadan is the month of Ramadan right now, and they're converting their planned iftars into fundraisers. The youth are using the Facebook and YouTube to raise funds and raise awareness. And a lot of the zakat money, which is given in Ramadan, is being used towards this cause for this terrible, sad, devastating situation.
Well, and as you know, President Asif Zardari was criticized for going on a state visit to Europe during the floods and visiting his chateau in France during the disaster. And there are those who might suggest that kind of conduct has chilled some of the interest in the international community because it makes them wonder, well, how will their dollars be received? Do you think that is true?
As you know, Islamic Relief is a humanitarian organization, and we try to keep out of the politics of all the countries that we work in. We're currently working in 37 countries, Pakistan including Pakistan and the United States. Right now, we have been focusing more on the donation and raising money, and so far we have raised over $2 million for this particular fund. And that's where our prime focus is, to raise awareness and money, because it's that's what the need is right now, whether it's Katrina or whether it was for Haiti, which we also have been raising money for and worked in those. We keep out of the politics of all of these.
And finally, I do want to ask, there are groups that have that American and other governments are skeptical of, like Ajumma ad-Dawa, which is a charity that the UN has banned for its alleged tie to the Mumbai terrorist attack. How would individuals be assured that their dollars, if they wish to donate, are going to entities in which they can have trust and that they can assure will not be abused or misused for purposes that they don't support?
Excellent question, Michelle. Islamic Relief has been established since 1992, a California-based charity. It was registered there. We currently are under the combined federal campaign, which means in the United States that federal employees can donate to Islamic Relief and be assured that their dollar is reaching the right, in the right hands. Secondly, if you Google us on the U.S. Charity Navigator, for 7 years in a row, we've been given 4 stars, and we have currently are being in the top 2% of the United States registered charities. So we can assure the people of the United States that their dollar is absolutely safe through these accredited.
Shaista Khan, thank you so much for speaking with us. She's a spokesperson for Islamic Relief. That's an international relief and development charity, as you heard. And we thank you so much, and our best wishes for Ramadan.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Thank you.